sir. Another day, another dollar. What it do?
On Jack TV Podcast, I am Spike Lou.
And I am Animal Brown. Follow your boy at Animal underscore Brown on Twitter and Instagram.
Yep, no underscores for me. You can find my shit easy. I am Spike Lou, just like it's spelled on the screen. If you're looking at us. I heard they looking at us now.
I heard they are looking, and I got to be fresh if the feds watching.
Check out FSP for sure, though. Holla at J-Hove, Coach Locke, and Weezy over there. They doing their thing on Mondays, giving you everything related to sports. And,
man, please check out the ladies' room. Four ladies from New York. They play no games every second and fourth Tuesday on the On Deck TV Network. Check it out.
Yeah, man, go check them out, man. It cuts up in there, man. What been going on for you for the week?
Man, not a thing. I laid low, super low key. Orange is the New Black, man. That's it. That's all I've been on.
I do not believe you start watching that before House of Cards.
I've been on it, Orange is the New Black, though.
House of Cards is the best shit you ain't never seen.
I'm not sure I believe it, but I take your word.
Frank fucking Underwood.
Never heard of him.
Mark my words, top three TV main characters. You got Walter White, Tony Soprano, Frank fucking Underwood.
Ain't no way.
Not in that order, because Frank Underwood might overthrow them at the end. This dude is a savage.
Man,
I'll check out
it.
That House of Cards, man. It's on Netflix and all that good shit, man.
Big week, man. A lot of shit cracked off.
Birthday Bash coming up this week.
Birthday Bash is coming down in the A. Man, y'all follow the On Deck TV Instagram. I'm going to be putting up highlights of the old Birthday Bashes.
Hmm.
Like when Plies threw 50 bands in the crowd for that plenty of money.
No way.
Shook it.
Somebody got their ass whooped in that crowd. I promise you that.
Yeah, of course. 50
nigga,
bands?
Nigga got whooped down there when them 50 racks went out, buddy. Guaranteed that. That was slick, low-key petty, though. The kids down there and shit, man. I know somebody got hurt off it.
Man. So, I know one of the acts that's performing.
Hold on. Can Plies really throw 50,000 right now, though?
Right now?
Right now. Can he go on stage and throw 50,000?
Nah, because he did it in 09 or 08 for this, wasn't it? He had one time to throw them 50.
He ought to better throw 100.
Nah, you don't do that twice. That's a one-time move, buddy. All right,
go ahead and get to him.
Nah, Migos, man, they supposed to be performing there, and they are hot over there, 2 Chainz line, buddy.
Man, listen to me. Facts are facts. All Chainz said was y'all got y'all flow from 3-6. It's hot right now. Y'all brought it back. Y'all ought to even be happy that 2 Chainz is even mentioned in them. Like, come on, dog. Like, I don't want it. Like, you niggas act like they got balls or something.
First
come
off,
on, cuz.
They're hot about that Freebase. By now, you done heard the Freebase project, the Trap Back joint. The Migos went at 2 Chainz on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
This is the exact tweet. Is Tashied Epps bucking?
Wow.
They pulled out the government. They pulled out the government.
See, man, these kids is why are these kids playing with 2 Chainz, man? That's a grown ass. That nigga 40 years old, man. He ain't got time to play with no little niggas about no lyric. Little buddy from Chicago. What's his name?
Reese
tried to get at him. Migos tried to get at him. Like man, like 2 Chainz getting money. Like, why would he even be? Fuck y'all. Come on, dog. These little niggas is crazy.
2 Chainz responded. He said, come on now, I ain't the one.
Thank you.
And he said, somebody please tell these youngins to stay grounded and stay humble. He took the high road.
Exactly. That's what you do when you 40. You got to do that, man. You can't let these little young niggas, man. Like, I wouldn't even respond to it, man. If I was 2 Chainz, I'd like, I didn't even know who Migos was.
But
you know these niggas,
they
young ass niggas, man.
Do they got a point, though? They was hot because they said the one time you mentioned their name, instead of big upping them and showing them love being like an OG in the game, you claim that they bit somebody else's sound.
It's not biting. Everybody got their, it originated somewhere.
Right.
Just because they 16, 17, and they was born when 3-6 wasn't hot and don't know it, they might even thought they originated it. He just sharing a little light to them, giving them a little knowledge. Like, relax, man. Ain't nobody, he wasn't dissing them. I'm sure he could have shitted on them way more if he was shitting on them.
Not true.
I promise you that.
Migos is popping right now. The whole rap game rap like the Migos, including 2 Chainz.
I don't agree with that.
I'm going to knock the pussy out like Fight Night. La Mama.
But how is it Migos flow, though?
Because they made it popping.
Versace.
Versace.
Give me another flow. Who got a flow? What is it, a Bone flow?
No,
is it
Drake.
A Twista flow? Is it a Drake flow?
Hold on.
What's the Drake flow?
Drake made that whole da 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 Clippers. Da 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 baggage. I don't understand. Da-da-da-da-da-da. He did that on a joint with him, Eminem, Wayne, and Kanye. He made that style
But
popular.
What I'm saying is then Ludacris came out and said, oh, well, Drake stole that from me.
Right.
So what I'm saying? So, like, it all comes from somewhere. It's rap. Do whoever do whatever they doing the best. Like, get out of here, man.
Go Migos.
Didn't even say nothing, dog.
No Label 2. Check them Migos out. Yeah. Hey, more beef. Yeah, French Montana versus Pam.
God.
On IG.
Oh, I got fired for Pam.
Pam Martin. What's her real name? Tashina Arnold.
Tashina Arnold, man.
What is she hot about?
So, everybody, I hope, has seen the Instagram post that French put up. And it was like, if Martin seen Pam right now, something of that nature, he would go in on it. Because she was in first class or wherever they
looking
was.
Rough.
She was looking a little rough.
Right, right.
Pam was looking a little rough, and you can't fly like that nowadays with Instagram and Twitter. I ain't gonna lie, my mama told me that. Nigga. I was going to Puerto Rico. She was like, what you went to the airport? I said, shit, I'm gonna throw on some sweats and goddamn tea. She said, well, don't go in the airport like that. I put on clothes. So Pam out here, her edges was way back in the middle of her head. And she looking like Blair Witch, dude. Like, what is French supposed to do?
And it was, and just to be clear, it was not an original French post.
And he didn't even do it. He right. didn't even do it. So
she went ham.
Is you gonna say what? Go ahead.
Nah, she had a 4-page letter on her Instagram talking about, I don't know who you are, Mr. French Montana. I'm glad, you know, I'm here doing a service, making people laugh. I don't know why you felt the need to put my post up. And then she went into her charities, and then she went into a whole bunch of other shit that, to be honest, I don't feel had anything to do with anything.
Right. So, like, first and foremost, you contradict yourself to Tashina Arnold when you say, hey, I don't know who you are. 2,000 people commented on that picture. He didn't even make it. But yep. You want to go with him?
Right.
He's a nobody, though. He just take pictures with celebrities, according to her.
Right.
She says she don't even know what she do, and then proceeds in the letter to say, oh, I got somebody that may want to hire you.
Damn.
Oh, but I don't know what you do. No, man, she come on, dog.
She bossed up.
So, nah. That was a slick little line.
Damn, bossed up.
But you don't know what he do, though. And then another thing. She said, I've been contributing to the community for 30 years. What with acting? Like, come on, bro. Like,
maybe she got a non-profit.
You my Angelo? Come on, dude. Like, just, and another thing, I'm gonna go, like, just go all the way in on her.
Clearly.
Like, the only reason that she's famous is because Martin used to joke on her. Do you can't take a joke now?
That's
you done
true.
Got old?
That's
like, come
true.
On, dude. You supposed to take it and throw a shot back and keep it moving. But she started talking about lupus. She don't even have lupus. Like, come on, dude. Like, what do French Montana got to do with any? You was in the airport looking rough. You got caught.
Slipping.
He reposted it. He's famous. It was funny. Somebody called you. You looked at it. You got mad.
Yep.
And you call yourself doing what?
Take it in stride,
come on,
Pam.
Dude.
Pam.
Martin didn't hit you with way worse shit, man. And then she tried to say, like, she a fucking philanthropist. Like, because she was on Martin getting joked on, dude. Come on, Pam.
Maybe she got some shit going on we don't know about.
And that's perfectly fine, but that ain't got nothing to do with this.
Right.
French probably got some shit going on, too.
Yeah. Probably not, but I'm with you, though.
Who employed more people right now? French Montana or Tashina Arnold?
That's a tie.
It's not. Who employs more people?
French Montana got a
brand? No.
He got a nigga that hold his furs.
French got a brand, dude.
He got a nigga that swap out his sunglasses.
Don't you do French. Listen, I'm not a French Montana fan at all.
Clearly you are.
He's the worst rapper rapping right now. I'm going to go on and say that.
If Soulja Boy died, then you may have a point.
He worse than Soulja Boy. He worse than Soulja Boy. I'm going to go ahead and disclaim all of this so won't nobody think, oh, French little boy. That's not my boy. He cannot rap. With that being said, he been in the game doing, like, DVDs. And that, man, they got a brand.
Yeah.
That nigga employs people, dude. Like, man, she crazy.
Man, speaking of brands, here. Slow Bucks is...
Oh, man.
Did you see the court... not the court video, but the video. He held a press conference with him and his lawyer.
Oh, my God.
Now, his lawyer is saying that what happened... him getting beat up on stage and his chain getting took is hurting his brand. And so, therefore, that's taking money out of his pockets. And I believe he's trying to put a little lawsuit together. Now, the rap game, Instagram, social media is killing Slow Bucks right now, saying he's snitching. Is that the definition of snitching?
First of all, I had no clue why they called him Slow Bucks till I watched the deposition and I see why he got that name.
He looks slow as
well. He definitely looks like he retarded. Clearly looks retarded. Secondly, like, nah, like, he just bossing up on 50. Like, to use your term, bossing up, that's just some shit 50 would have did.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I don't blame him, man. If you can afford a lawyer, you want to go to court with 50 Cent, by all means, my nigga, do that shit.
Because he going to get some paper out there.
Yeah, bro. Nigga, they got to settle. Because he clearly guilt his tape out there. Like, get out of here.
I'm glad. In front of 60,000. I'm glad
50 got that shit coming. No. All that bad karma you put out there, all them people you shit on, shit like it happened to you. I hope that nigga get hit for like 15 million.
50 got that BMF movie coming, nigga. Oh
God,
you seen that?
It's not coming out.
Bossing up again. That's the theme of this episode. 50,
first of all, 50's, if anything, if 50 got anything to do with this, he's executive producing.
Right. He the money behind it.
It's all. No creative, right. No creative, nothing.
No.
I don't give him no stripes or points for putting any, like, I don't even know. I don't even think Meech would associate himself with 50. I ain't even, like, I fucks with Meech. I read the books.
I need to know what you basing that off of.
50, like, look at 50 out here, dude. Look at his people out here. Meech's people ain't like that. Blue still eating.
Is he?
They live by a whole different code, man. 50 a totally different type of nigga than Meech. I wouldn't sign shit over to a nigga like 50. So he can take you to court in 10 years over some bullshit? Fuck that.
But you don't know, the rights may have already been signed over and then he just jumped in there at the end to back it up, though. That's what niggas ain't thinking about.
What you mean the rights been signed? Like somebody else?
Yeah, whoever's putting this film together, they've been talking about this for how long?
50 got less to do with it then.
He's just putting money behind it.
I'm cool if 50 ain't got shit to do with it.
I'm ready for it. Fuck it.
Man, let P put that money behind it.
P is hurting right now.
Let Swiss Beats put that money behind it. He's doing his thing.
Swiss Beats is not hurting right now.
He in Harvard Business School, a program at Harvard in the business school. So what?
Yeah, he was on Breakfast Club
program. Yeah,
he was on Breakfast Club, and this nigga is at Harvard Business School as we speak in the dorm room, living on campus. He said it's all millionaires up there. Like, you got to have paper to be in this program right here. So this nigga's in school, bossing up. I'm finna say that 100 more times because that's the theme of this goddamn episode. Mm. Nigga, Swiss, I had to watch that interview twice just because I respect shit like that. Like, Swiss getting money.
I fucks with Swiss, though. Like, I don't fuck with his beats.
But you gotta let Swiss live on them beats, though. Nah, let him live.
What's Swiss' best song?
Stop, do drop, shut him down, open up shop.
Every episode, you find a way to get DMX.
Whoa.
Every episode, you find a way to get crack smoking dog in here.
Swiss is in the hip hop rap producer Hall of Fame. First ballot. Let's get that clear.
It can't be. It has to be like an extensive list. Then, like, it got to be like 50 spots.
He top 8.
Nah, ain't no way.
Doggy styling up. He top 8.
No, nah. Yeah, like tough. Just Blaze in front of him.
No, he's not.
Yes,
Just Blaze has never done a full album. No, don't do that. Don't do that. You have to have a full album.
Just Blaze got four projects.
No, they ain't. Who, Saigon, motherfucker?
Yeah, I mean, I may not be no niggas I listen to. Like, he got rock shit and all that shit.
That shit don't count then.
Nah, it don't count.
Fuck that.
Swiss Beats don't count. That's who don't count. Much props to him for doing that shit at Harvard.
Exactly. Yeah. Mace, please talk about Mace. This nigga, divorce is final. He go to terms, though. $6,000 a month in child and spousal support. He do get visitation with his kids 3 hours a day, but he got to give 12-hour notice. Now, y'all know Mace been working on his new album. If y'all follow him on Instagram, y'all seen he got the new picture with the bandana shirt and the bandana leather jeans on. He looks like a clown. I'm still checking for that Mace, though, but I know he's hot about them 6 bands he got to give up.
Listen, man.
Is that hurting him?
No, Mace
good.
Mace got church money. He got preacher money. Like, to me,
he probably made more money doing that.
Than he did rapping. Like, to me, Mace has no integrity. Like, you can't take nothing he say serious. Anybody that went from rapping and then to preaching and then you come back to rapping, though,
what's wrong with that?
I'm cool if you go rap preach. If you go rap preach, you good. But you can't go preach and then come back rap.
Why not is what I'm
asking.
How
you going to do that?
You just rapping.
How you going to sell the water like that, dude?
You can't go to church if you rap?
Can T.D. Jakes drop an album tomorrow?
Can T.D. Jakes rap?
He might be able to.
If he can, then he could.
He can get Ross the Ghost right for him.
There you go.
Right there. But nah, like Mace is like, nah, man. He need to sit down, like go back to the pulpit. I ain't fucking with Mace. I don't want to hear no new albums. I don't want to see him in bandana clothing with leather sweats. I don't want to see him take pictures with Jim Jones.
Cool. Bring back Murder Mace.
He's gone.
Harlem Mace is back.
Dead. Harlem is back. Yeah, because Dipset reunion.
Let's stay in New York, man. Like you said, Dipset. If y'all seen the video of Cam trying to perform in London, he tried. What happened was 50 niggas ran on stage trying to run him off. Some cats called the So Solid Crew. Some dude named Mega Man in London is not fucking with Dipset, buddy. And Cam got ghost up out of there. He made it without a scratch. You know Cam tripping off his dog.
Cam the funniest nigga in rap. Slick. Like, he funny.
He made this a big joke.
Like, I don't even know. Like, what? Do you know how this originated? Like, what happened?
Yeah, like, supposedly in 08, Juelz went to London and got robbed by this cat, supposedly. They got into it for sure. If he was robbed, nobody really knows. But why dude has a problem with them, I'm not sure. I think Dame went overseas and got, didn't he get hit over the head or something in London? Like, they don't be playing.
He showed, like, yeah, London, like, they got real hoods. I ain't finna fuck around with these people, man. I don't know what Dip said, and well, I don't know why London don't like Harlem niggas, but Harlem niggas need to stay the fuck up out of London, dude.
How is Cam getting a show in London right now? I'm amazed.
That's the most amazing part of the story.
That's crazy.
That Cam'ron is performing in London.
What was he performing?
And that there were 50 people there. Like, that's crazy.
And it was packed.
That's crazy.
That show you how behind.
Was he
Dolo? Nah, he was with Juju and. Man, you know, Juju. He was there with his gas. He almost got his ass with his gas. That'd have been mean.
Juju so thick. She would have threw them hands. Never lie. She would have threw them hands with him. Juju would ride or die.
You right.
And Cam also said that Jay-Z was forced to be a sucker in the Solange altercation.
He has a very good point.
He got a good point.
Because what he said was, if he sits there and keeps taking the hits, then he looks like a sucker. If he swings and knocks her out, then it's like, Jay-Z hit women. He a sucker. So you in a lose-lose situation, dude. That's 100% correct.
Cam'ron find any way he can to shit on Jay, boy. He been doing this shit forever. That's fucking hilarious.
He also told a story about how he met Solange, ironically, in an elevator. And he said she was mad cool. And she was a little too turned up for his liking, but she was cool nonetheless.
That nigga that funny.
Y'all look out for that tell-all book she got on deck.
Who?
Solange.
Wow. Who wants to read? 50 Cent told TMZ he don't snatch change.
He don't. He didn't. He just have other niggas do it because he bossed up, nigga.
Bossed up.
Shit. He make movies. He drop albums.
And he sells 30,000 fucking records. Nice. Don't think I forgot.
He sold 40.
Nigga, nah, fuck that.
Final numbers are in. 40,000 first week.
40,000 first week.
Independent,
this
nigga.
Is 50 fucking Cent, dude. This nigga sold 23 million records, dude.
Hey.
40,000. That nigga canceled every show following that, FYI. That nigga will not show his face now.
He knew he it was going to flop.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he said it on Breakfast
Club. This nigga was in. Well, you can't. I know my album ain't going to sell. It's just so you can prepare. Man, get the fuck out of here.
He said it on Breakfast Club.
This nigga is out of here. He washed. You're a wash filth.
G-Unit.
We'll see you. Nigga, wash. You go get you a G-Unit t-shirt, nigga.
G-Unit coming in November, and he got another album coming in November.
No, it's not.
That's Street Immortal.
Listen, man, Street Immortal's not coming out. He's not executive producing the BMF movie.
So he just lying all
over. Yeah, it's over. All 50 doing is talking now.
No.
You sell 50,000. You sell 30,000 first a week. You just talking, my nigga. Because you told me you got hits. You got all of this shit. You got Trey Songz on the single. Man, come on.
He tried, man. It was a valiant effort.
You sold 30,000 first a week, dog.
It was a valiant effort, Phil.
Slow Bucks move more shirts than that in a day.
Nah, that's a lot. man, hold on. Please tell me you listened to this Tupac conversation that just got unearthed out the blue.
I did. I just listened to it before the podcast, and he was dropping gems in there. Pac almost like a creative person. It's like a nigga wasn't even real, dude. He was that motherfucking official and 100, dude. It's like he wasn't even a real person.
Listen, y'all have to, whatever you do, as soon as you finish listening to this podcast, I still got dried up tears on my face from listening to this shit. That's how 1,000 it is. He on there talking to, what's the cat?
Monster Cody.
He's talking to Monster Cody. He got like a autobiography book, came out like 93. It was like highly critically acclaimed.
Don't do Monster Cody. Like, he a big time.
That's what I'm saying.
OG. He just got no book.
Nah, I'll get to that. He was a made man, gold mouth dog.
Okay.
Pac was super tight with him, and it's a phone conversation between them two when Pac had just got out. He talk about everything from who shot him at the quad.
Mm-hmm.
He talk about the rape case. He talk about the plans that he had to get the community cleaned up. Like, y'all really got the hit. Dude was ahead of his time, bro.
So he talk about who shot him at quad, and he goes to say that it had to do with the chick who charged him for rape.
Yeah.
That she was affiliated with the same niggas that shot him, and he didn't know that then.
Yeah, it was a gang. It was a gang. I forgot the name of the gang.
Now, with that being said, Pac has always led everybody else to believe that Big had something to do with that shooting. That's the whole beef.
Right.
That's hit him up. That's who shot you. That's why I don't like the East Coast.
Right.
How you feel about that?
That, I'm not going to lie, that took a little bit away from Pac, just a little bit, because I felt like even Big came out and said, man, that Pac told him, I'm just doing this to sell records, and nobody believed Big when he said that. Now, this solidifies it, because he doesn't mention Big one time in this interview, and he tells specifically, these are the dudes that shot me, and this is how it happened because of old girl.
Yep, he definitely did say
that. That hurt me a little bit. I'm going to be 100.
I'm going to tell you the truth, though. It would have hurt me had I not listened to what we're going to talk about later as far as my guy Dame Dash on Combat Jack Podcast. And Dame Dash hit on how CEO has been for years enticing these rap beef and rap battles because it's going to make them money on both sides and then going to make them even more money on the winner.
Right, right.
Pac was just caught up in the system. Yeah. Nigga, he ain't had nobody to tell him, look, man. I respect the shit out of Dame Dash for sitting back and being able to analyze that and put that out there like that.
That's true.
That's the first nigga I done heard say that, and then you sit back and look at him like, yeah, man, that's true.
Yeah, that's 100% true. He put the battery in their backs, and they go at it.
They go berserk. And even as great as Pac was, and how niggas say he's a mythical figure.
He is.
He is a mythical figure or whatnot. He was still subject.
Yeah, he fell for it. He fell for it.
Because niggas got that carrot in front of him, put that battery in their back, and it's a rap, man.
Listen. This interview, this phone conversation puts it, I'm saying it, fuck it. It's putting them up there with Malcolm and Martin. I fucking said it. That's who it's putting them up there with. Listen to this nigga plan he had on deck to clean up the streets when he got out. Listen to his plan, dude. He was 24 years old. Malcolm and Martin were old heads, slick. This nigga was 24 spitting this gospel.
In his plan, what he was saying he wanted to do was clean the streets up. He wanted to go talk to the niggas that was dealing drugs, the motherfuckers that were behind the violence in the streets. And before he wanted to go with him and go at him and be like, man, get off his corner, we trying to do this, do that. He said, we want to sit down with him, we want to talk to him. We're like, look, this is what we want to do. We ain't trying to stop y'all from doing what y'all do because that's what y'all chose to do. But we just want y'all out of the way from 6 a.m. to 11 at night. Right. That way the kids can go, they can do what they need to do, and they ain't got to make the choices that you made. You're right, at 24?
Come on, man.
That's some powerful shit to come up with.
Listen, because you got to think, he came up off that Panther shit.
Yeah, his mama was a black activist.
Right, they making strategic moves. He said, give us the streets during the day, and y'all can have the streets during the night. He said, I even done already hollered at some of the police. They'll slow down the patrols at night. You feel me? Keep the kids out of the way of harm's way, no fighting, no shooting. Y'all can have the streets at night.
Perfect. Quote he had for that is America's eats his babies like Pac. They couldn't have let a nigga like Pac live.
Nah.
Can't let a nigga like that live.
Does this make you still think Suge had something to do with him dying, or does this make you change of who may have killed him?
But it's the same thing on a bigger scale from his beef with Pac. I mean, with Biggie.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker getting Suge in and be like, look, man, we'll put you in this position if you take this dude out. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you do this, and Suge ain't thinking no further than shit, I'm going to have this and have that and have this. And I thinking, man, I take this dude out of the room, a whole fucking generation of people. That nigga could have changed a whole generation of motherfuckers.
This just solidified. I already didn't think Suge had nothing to do with it. This just solidified that thought.
Somebody just put that batter in Suge back. What, Puffs?
Nah, because he also spoke about the gang shit that he was getting in too deep with. And that how him going over to hollering at one gang, they will be high to him because he'll go holler at everybody because Pac was trying to please everybody. So they was getting upset about that. I kind of feel like he may have got a little too deep with that, and that may have been his demise.
Nah,
on the low.
I
just broke this shit down.
I ain't going down that route at all. I'm going to stick with
just broke it
what
down.
I feel. Nah.
Clearly.
Niggas is that dumb.
Exactly. Let's get to this music, man.
Get to this music? Hold on. Talk about your boy Game real quick. How he robbed Kevin Durant for them 20K.
Kevin Durant and Game on their Instagram had a shootout, like a 3-point shootout.
Kevin Durant losing in these streets, man. He losing a whole lot of street cred out here. Little B going at him. Little nigga B losing shaking. Game. Man, come on, KD.
The Game shot the three and hit nothing but the bottom of the net.
KD need a chip, man. That nigga falling off, man. Like, he ain't got no street cred no more, man. That nigga used to be the realest nigga on the block.
Man, 20 bands go to his AAU team, man. He said, Game said, pay up, nigga.
I'm slick hot at him, man. That's some sloth.
Is Durant scared out of the game?
Nah.
Okay.
Where Durant from? D.C.?
D.C.?
Nah. I ain't from Maryland.
I mean, DMV, whatever.
Ain't nobody scared of the game, man. Except for that nigga he knocked out. Who that he knocked out? 40
Glock. 40 Glock.
Yeah, that nigga scared of him. 50 scared of him. 50 Cent is scared of the game.
On that note.
That's a nigga that's scared of the game.
Music break coming right here now.
No one game here. No, he can't come.
Hey, man, after this music
break.
He's
just as big as me.
Beast Mode topic, independent versus major label. We're going to break down that Dame Dash interview on Combat Jack. If you haven't heard it, it was Piff. We're going to break it down. Let's hit this music break, man. You remember J.D. Welcome to Atlanta back in the day?
Who is J.D.?
Jermaine Dupri. Come on, man. Don't do J.D. like that. That's a legend. That's another first ballot Hall of Fame.
Man, you getting that. It's Hall of Fame. Like, it's 100 slots? Is it 100 slots on the first ballot Hall of Fame?
South Rap Hall of Fame.
No.
Okay, second ballot South Hall of Fame. But goddamn, you got to be in it.
You right there with Jazzy Faye.
Come on, man.
Big shout out to Jazzy Faye.
I fuck with Jazzy
this
Faye.
This is a Jazzy Fizzle production.
When last time you heard that shit?
Man.
Jermaine Dupri got his Welcome to Atlanta. He redid it, except he got some youngsters on there. Amigos, Rich Homie Quan, Young Thug, Yo Boy.
No.
Y'all check it out, man. Let us know if this match up to the original.
Chill. I got trained to slime without a gun. Migos and Quan hold up another one. Hey. Dollars don't know where we are. Hey. Magic still popping on Mondays. Ain't no more 20 grand. New Atlanta, we stuntin'. I keep me like 20 bands. Shot a no lifestyle on the man. Got your main hoe head in my hand. I ain't feature, but I'm having freak fans. I can't help who I am. Tell them, but I can't help who I'm is and where I'm from. Welcome to Atlanta, where you better watch your tongue. Hey, I did dirt for this water. I feel like a pun. Off from bleeding rich. Homie Quan, tell them where you're from. Welcome to Atlanta, baby. You never been to Atlanta. Don't get your bitch that killed in New Atlanta, baby. We don't fuck with cameras, I hear them for real. Fuck the police, we won't tell. We keeping it trail. In New Atlanta, baby. Ooh, I hear you, J.D. Man, J.D. find any reason to put himself in a room with a whole lot of little boys. I don't like it.
Come on, man.
I'm just saying, man. Like, that, like
Rich Homie Quan Slick made it.
He shook it. But it I'm slipped. Just saying, like, why, what, how do...
Shout out to my Migos, too, man.
I am Spike Lou, man. This is On Deck TV Podcast. We holler at your ear wins. So we give you the latest in hip-hop, the greatest in hip-hop. We give you our opinions. We let you take from it what you want. Find us on Twitter and get at us if you don't like something you hear. I am Spike Lou on Twitter.
Yes, man. Holler at your boy Animal_Brown. I'm the one making all the sense.
Hit me up
on Twitter. Tell me how much you agree.
Yeah, he going to be the nigga. I'm like, what the fuck? Where was he raised at, nigga?
Hey,
check out the other stuff too. On Deck TV Network, man. FSP, they do that every Monday. Get you everything in sports.
True that. Ladies Room every second and fourth Tuesday.
Yeah, we working on that Anne Marie guest spot, man. We heard she like just going ham in the Ladies Room, dog.
Got to get on here.
She got
day.
All the fans. Motherfuckers hit me up daily by the Anne Marie comments.
She shakes it. Listen, she
definitely shakes it.
We back. Independent. Well, now time out. Before we get into this independence versus majors.
Let's get into what spurred the conversation.
Yes. Dame Dash on Combat Jack Show
last
week.
Right.
I want to know what you took from it, because he said a lot. It was 2 hours long.
Dame Dash shook it.
Dame Dash just shaking. I'm going to tell you what I thought about it.
Okay. Before I get into my thoughts, let me frame it for everybody what the reference was. So, Dame Dash is pissed off at who he keeps saying.
Funk Flex or Leo?
No. He pissed off at Leo, and he pissed off at the motherfucker apparently who owned Hot 97. I can't think of his name.
Right.
Anywho, Dame Dash went out on a rant against them. Flex, who works for Hot 97, Funkmaster Flex.
DJ.
Took 20 minutes out of his set to go in on Dame Dash because he was standing up for what he said were his friends.
Right.
I'm standing up for my friends, he said. Y'all want to hear, go listen to the clip. I ain't going to go all the way into what he was talking about. But anywho, Dame Dash wanted to respond, but he didn't want to go there and respond. He wanted to take it independent, so he went to Holly Combat Jack.
Right.
Now, that whole interview was more so about the strength of being an independent person as opposed to working for somebody, having somebody pay you is what I took from it. Dame Dash made a lot of good points in why you should stay independent, why you should be independent, not only in, like, we ain't just talking about music, like, everything that you do as to where you could be building for yourself, running your own business, and right. the risk you should you can take as opposed to having that comfort and stability of going to clock in and topping out about $85,000-$90,000 a year.
Right. And what sparked it was he said that there's certain people in the culture, he called them culture vultures, people that weren't raised in this culture, but they steady making money off us and not doing anything about it. And right. people like Funk Flex are backing them.
Right.
Is what he was saying. So I'm going to tell you what I took from the conversation. Like I said, it was 2 hours long. He touched on everything from Funk Flex to smacking Steve Stout to the time he worked with Currency. Dame Dash is an entertaining cat, but he's also a slick Harlem cat. So he talks really fast, really slick.
He's
so
a knowledgeable dude, though. Don't just shit on him. He got facts.
No. He dropped some facts, too. And I respected what he said. I think what he said about being independent. Like, I'm going to give you an example. He spoke to Currency, and when he was dealing with Currency, helping him out, taking him all through New York. This was before he is what he is today. He's a little lesser known.
This is pre-lifestyle music, as Currency calls it.
Exactly. He had him going up through New York, trying to get him buzzing. He had faith in the youngster, thought he made good music. Now, a cat comes along, I don't remember his name, quote-unquote, puts the battery in Currency's back, meaning he put that paperwork in front of him, and Currency signed off on it, probably because the check had a decent amount of zeros on it.
True.
And Dame was like, bruh, you getting money off shows and merchandise already. Why would you sign your life away? Basically, he signed a 360 deal.
Which he wouldn't admit to.
He would not admit to, but Dame said he has the paperwork. Now, this is what I took from that. There's two sides to every story, and although what Dame said was funny, entertaining, and may be true, I need to know if it's the truth or if it's Dame Dash's truth. Mm-hmm. Because he could see it from one angle, whereas Currency sees it from another. This is very similar to Master P and Fat Trail. Mm-hmm. Master P was telling Fat Trail, look, bruh, stick with me. I'm going to teach you how to be a boss. The money may come a little slower, but in the long run, you'll own your own shit and you won't have to answer to anybody. Versus MMG cutting him a big boy check and basically controlling everything he does from here on out. He took the latter.
See, but and another thing that I think with a nigga like Dame and a nigga like P, like, before they did this shit, them niggas was hustlers. Like, a well-documented hustler. So they know about the process of going out there, doing what you support or doing what you got to do in order to eat. You know what I'm saying? The work you got to put in, how hands-on you got to be. Fat Trail and Currency, they from a whole new school. Them little niggas. Currency worked for Pete. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, like, what them niggas want to do and what Dame Dash and Pete want to do is two totally different things. And the fact that Dame Dash and Pete telling you, look, my nigga, it's going to take more work, but it's going to be more satisfying. Right. Fat Trail and Currency saying, shit, but they going to give me more money right now and it's going to be less work. So why would I do that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they weren't built in the same school. Even you got a nigga like Jada Kiss who done said on record, like, yeah, I could go independent.
Right.
But shit, I got to do all the legwork.
Exactly.
I ain't trying to do the legwork. I'd rather sit back, take his check that I know Def Jam going to give me, and I ain't got to worry about nothing else except going in there and rapping. I don't give a fuck if it flop or not. I got my money.
Right. Right.
Some niggas ain't built like P, like Dame.
That's
like,
why it's only a few.
And even a nigga like I respect Freddie Gibbs, even though I don't respect how he get at Jeezy, because he do his thing like independently. A nigga like Nipsey.
True.
Like niggas like, yeah, like them niggas, they cut from a different cloth. Not to say Currency's soft and not to say Fat Trail fake or nothing, but it take a real nigga to like get up and like go get it and depend on you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And Dame's biggest beef with Funk Flex was that he's been at the radio station for a very long time. Right. Very long time doing the same right. thing. He has to clock in, so to speak. He has to be there at a certain time every single day, whereas Dame Dash can move around as he pleases. Now, Funk Flex probably has a comfy salary, six figures plus, I'm sure, coming out of Hot 97.
And so, frame that, though. Like, six-figure, what, 150? We talking about, what, 200,000?
Dude probably makes, he probably gets paid more than he's supposed to just to be DJing.
Give me a number, though. Give me a number.
I say 200.
$200,000 a year to DJ for Hot 97.
Yes, and that's minus the clubs and the endorsements and everything else he get. Like, he getting guap off that shit, bro.
I don't think he get $200,000 a year. Shit. I need somebody to tweet me the radio shit. DJ salary. But I see what you're saying.
In the New York market? Are you serious?
I mean, that's probably what the most famous station.
Exactly what I'm saying. And that's the thing. So is Dame legit in knocking him for doing his passion, which is DJing, that's what he was born to do, and getting paid for it? You think that's actually work to Funk Flex? Let's be honest.
It's not work to him, but I think Dame's more relevant knock and his biggest knock was, it's cool if you want to do that. Like, you can. Really, it ain't cool to him if you want to do that. See? He say, you getting a check for it, but what are you doing for the niggas that's coming behind you? What are you doing for this culture that you eating off of? These people that you records you playing who breaking their backs out here on the roads, who doing these shows and stuff like that. Like, how are you setting it up where them niggas going to win? Like, they may not want to take that route that you taking where they working for somebody for the next 25 years. So, what are you doing to make it where another young DJ can come up and be like, shit, I don't need Hot 97. I can go do this over there thanks to Flex. Why wouldn't you?
Because that's not his responsibility.
Yeah, it's his responsibility when he signed up to be a DJ. Like, you ain't only doing this for Flex. Like, part of him loving this, if you say you love this shit and you do it because you love it, you don't let shit you love die. And if you ain't extending that shit to another nigga, the shit gonna die. You're 47 years old. You can't do that forever.
Right.
So you saying, oh, I love it, I love it. It is his responsibility then to say, hey, this the next hot DJ. This nigga, like, he up under me. I got this nigga in the studio area. Now you got to do that if you doing something you love because you want to hand that shit off to a nigga you feel like can handle that responsibility.
Right now, Funkmaster Flex celebrity net worth has him at $14 million. Now you're telling me if I'm Funk Flex, and yes, I quote-unquote clock in for 4 hours a day. And I got 14. I'm sitting on $14 million worth, and I'm DJing? Nigga, where do I sign up for that?
You
fuck
cool
with Dame Dash talking about. If that's what I do.
DJ salaries in New York.
Like, he's easily the highest paid DJ in New York.
Clearly. Because the average salary is $61,000.
Right. He's been doing it for 26 years.
He probably make $200,000.
Right.
Okay.
Come on.
You're saying his net worth right now is $12 million.
14.
He's doing something. He looked 14 million.
Yes.
He's doing something. Dame's is negative two.
That's my point.
Right.
Dame said he's not afraid to go broke to right. be independent.
So what I'm saying is, I would rather be Dame Dash and Flex, and I tell you why. What happened when Hot 97 pulled a plug? What, outside of being a DJ and being a Hot 97's Funkmaster Flex, like, he might not even know how to brand himself or sell his own name, because for 20 years he ain't never had to do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Hot 97 been doing that shit for him, so you throw him out there in that water with them sharks and he might get ate up. As to where a nigga like Dame Dash, he might walk out the door tomorrow and luck up on a $50 million deal. I ain't even going to say luck. He might have a skill or put shit together where it fell in place finally for him. So I respect a nigga like that more. Like you said, I ain't scared to go broke because I know my hustle and I know I can go get it back.
Man, Flex has his own way. He got the In Flex We Trust. Like, he has a little brand for
what
himself,
is that, though. What's In Flex We
it
Trust?
It may not be big to us, but I'm saying he has that, and it gets traffic.
But Dame Dash got, like, one of the most popular brands in Macy's. He said they brought in, like, 15, 20 million or some shit like that last year.
That's cool. Why is he at negative two?
And at the same time, shit, he eating? I think his son got cookies in gourmet stores.
That's
you know
cool.
What I'm saying? Like, he breeding hustlers. So even if he is at negative two, the nigga's son getting money. His daughter getting money. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not mad at that at all.
A nigga like Flex can't look and say, shit, my son DJ shit. My net is 14. His is at two right now because he 22 or whatever it is. It may be like, and I don't know what Flex got going on because I'm not a fan. But I'm more of a fan of Dame Dash, so I see his point of view more so than I do a nigga like Flex, because I would rather own my own shit and take a risk as opposed to clocking in every day.
Okay, so let's say you clocking in every day and you making $100,000.
Okay.
Or you're out here and you owning your own shit and you make $45,000.
I get to do what I want to do, though.
Right, I'm saying, which one?
Come and go as I please. I'm taking the $45,000. Because if you out here doing what you got to do, if you out here doing what you got to do, you learning processes. You learning shit.
Hold on. Keep in mind you're taking $100,000 for something you like doing.
That's cool. Okay. But you still answering to somebody, though. You got to ask a motherfucker when you go on vacation. Shit, you can't just up and leave when you want to.
Right.
It's different strokes for different folks. Like, I totally get a motherfucker that say, shit, I'm taking the stability. I'm cool over here. Right. I ain't trying to take no risk. Like, I get that because everybody ain't built to hustle.
Everybody don't want that responsibility, man. You heard of too many chiefs, not enough Indians.
Yeah.
Everybody want to be a chief, dude. Everybody's not built to be a goddamn chief.
I also feel like Dame was... Now, hold on. Let me talk about a negative. I didn't like, though, they asked Dame about Benny Siegel.
I didn't like it.
He really want to address it.
I didn't like it.
Because they said Dame owed Benny Siegel $1 million.
A couple million.
He said Benny Siegel ain't said nothing to me about $1 million. That's another nigga word y'all speaking.
Man, that's because he... I was talking about that.
Yeah, so, yeah, I didn't like that because I feel like he was keeping it real on everything else. He should have kept it real with that.
Exactly.
He did say he smacked the shit out of Steve Stout. Steve Stout, you got it, did Tanning of America. He said he smacked him because Steve Stout owed him $23,000 off a bet.
Laughed out loud.
And he did not want to pay.
Right.
Dame said he strung it along, let him live for however. And then one day in the office, he's like, bro, what am I $23,000 at? And Steve Stout was flat out like, man, I ain't giving it to you. Dame said, me being a nigga where I'm from, I'm born and raised, nigga, I smacked the shit out of him. Nigga can't just tell me he ain't gonna pay me my money. Nigga, we shook on this shit.
And that's fair, too.
That's funny, nigga.
I believe it, too. Steve Stout seemed like that type of cat, though.
Yeah, he Scar fans to use Combat Jack shit. Yeah, Steve Stout, I wouldn't deal with that nigga. He's a snake for real.
But y'all check out that Combat Jack Dame Dash, man. He dropped some gems on
that. I feel like he slick getting that J, too. I feel like it's like bubbling right now.
Yeah, because he said you want to be $100 million slave and all, and niggas gotta stop throwing the slave word around, man. Stop, bro.
We ain't slave shit.
That's been murdered this year.
Yeah, I ain't condoning it that way. Even on the song, I feel like the little two songs that he played on there. I feel like there was some slick J dissing too, man. I don't really want to hear that, man.
Why does he think he's an artist, though?
But I do tell you what, though, a great point that he made.
Damn, you're not an artist.
No, you're not. A great point that he made, though, that they really didn't elaborate on, I wish they had. The reason he pissed that Leo off from the whole J shit, and he was saying, like, he got wind, like, through back channels that J had a meeting with Def Jam.
Right.
And he pissed off at Leo because he's like, how on earth, like, how in God's name would Jay have a meeting with Def Jam and that's my artist?
Exactly.
Like, there's no way that can even happen without me being present, more or less knowing about it.
Exactly. With my invite.
So, that's where he started getting pissed off at, and the response that he was getting, like, on how that was happening was that Jay had already boxed him out. And he was saying, okay, that's fine if Jay had already boxed me out, but still, y'all a major company. Y'all abiding by the contract rules, supposedly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, y'all game, I'm playing by y'all rules, and y'all backdooring me like we're on the streets.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So that's really what started all the whole shit with Flex and everything, is the whole Jay-Z situation. Because Dame felt like Def Jam, being a major corporation, went behind his back, little Dame Dash, and took Jay from him. Now, Jay is where he is, and Dame is where he is.
Exactly.
So, man, he got a great point, though.
So that conversation sparked us thinking the independent versus major.
Mm-hmm.
That's the man, dude. You could go either way with this, man. We spoke about this briefly early on in our episodes for the people that's been checking since day one.
Yeah,
some times have changed, though, bro. There's some cats that were independent last year that now they are not right now.
Who number one independent artist right now? Is it Macklemore?
Yes,
he's still independent. We still like.
Let's
scrap him. Who's
we're not counting.
Who's the real number one independent artist?
Maybe Chance the Rapper or Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey?
Because
Nipsey ain't doing numbers like, what's that boy name? Tech Nine out there.
Oh, shit.
Tech Nine. We can scrap him. I don't think I heard three songs of his. Number one real hip-hop independent artist is who?
You can say Trav. He's not number one, though.
Yeah, like, who number? Is it a definite,
I don't think
this nigga independent doing his thing number one?
It have to be either a cat like Chance the Rapper or Nipsey Hussle, and not because they're moving units, so to speak, but because they're making moves because and they're being seen.
Because of their imprint.
Because of their imprint and not because of a machine. I can't name one Nipsey Hussle song on the radio. I can't name one Chance the Rapper song on the radio. And that's what the biggest knock is on independent, but yet we still know who these cats is.
If I'm independent, though, I ain't worried about the radio, especially in today's times. And one of the things that Dame said, like, if anything that you want to do as an artist, you can do that shit on the internet. Like, you can put your music on, like, you can get your cover art, all that shit. Like, you ain't got to leave out your house. You know what I'm saying? And you can be a rapper. So, to me, you know what I mean? The work ethic that I would have, I'd be independent. Like, ain't no way that I'd rather be on TV and be hassled and shit like that when I go out. Like, if you able to live comfortably, I don't even think it's a question. I don't want the fame. Like, there's no way I want motherfucker. I don't want TMZ on me.
Yeah, we cool on the fame.
I don't need TMZ at all. So I'll take the independent route. Like, Freddie Gibbs, like a nigga like Freddie Gibbs can still go walk around.
Right.
As to where a nigga like Ross or Meek Mill, like, they can't even go to the mall.
Man,
you can't even, like.
But, I mean, let's be honest, though. Let's compare Instagrams. Let's compare Freddie Gibbs' Instagram to Meek Mill Instagram.
But who money is it?
That's Meek Mill money.
Is it? Bro, is that Meek Mill money?
Remember, we talked about how he lost X amount of bread because of the police thing. Like, he's getting it.
He getting it. But the money you take when you sign it, you got to pay. Like, you working off a point system. Right. So, really, you working off credit. It ain't his money. It's credit.
Right.
So, yeah, you working off a credit system as to where a nigga like Freddie get. Like, that's his money.
That's
I ain't got to pay nobody else. I ain't got to pay a nigga back. I ain't signed shit. It ain't a credit system. I don't look up 10 years from now, a nigga $22 million because I took too much on this video. Like, none of that. I'm cool.
But let's
take
a cat like Ross. If Ross is independent, does he own 25 Wingstops?
No.
Like, that opens up your different streams.
But what if Ross go independent 20 years ago when he started rapping as opposed to now?
It
take him 20 years to own 20 Wingstops. Is that what you, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, it's a trade-off. Like, the nigga
who wants
Rick,
to do that, though?
Rick Ross been rapping since 1996. It's 2014.
Right.
He coming up on 20 years of rapping. He just now getting to the point where he's a superstar. So you got to put 18 years in if you want to be a major star.
But he's only been on a major label since 06.
He was with Slip and Slide.
But not really, though.
Like, he still was, like, to me, an independent artist got a strong enough, like I said this in the last episode that we talked about this, like, you got a strong enough imprint as to, well, I don't need nobody to market me. I don't need nobody to push me. My shit ain't got to be on billboards is what I'm saying. It's a group of motherfuckers that fuck with this. They ain't got to see none of that fake created fugazi shit because they fucking with what I'm saying. A la nigga like Boosie before he signed. Or even a nigga
Boosie
like Jeezy
signed. See, that's my thing. Okay, so you say that you've got the core fan base. But if you take a cat like Childish Gambino, who is independent, who is fielding hella offers from majors.
I'm staying where I'm at.
Let me tell you how he wins, though. Dude, he writes on TV. I listened to his stand-up today. I didn't know he had a stand-up.
He funny?
He's funny.
I don't believe that.
Parks and Rec community kind of comedy.
That's funny.
So he has a stand-up, he acts, and he makes music, and he sings.
That's no way I'm going major label then.
A major would help him.
Yeah, with a nigga like that. With a nigga like that, they slick turn him into a little black hip-hop Justin Bieber or some shit if he doing all that.
That's what I'm saying. He's a one-stop shop.
Y'all could respect it there.
Okay. That's
but nice. I ain't respecting a nigga like
Troy Ave? Nip?
A nigga like Troy Ave need a label, though. Because his, I mean, even though, like, even since that New York City came out, he ain't putting nothing out that caught your ear real
White
heavy.
Christmas too, I like that.
But you ain't like it like in New York City. And what I'm saying, a nigga like Troy Ave, you put that New York City out on a major label, and you might sell like 40,000-50,000 the next week. Then you got more money to work on that next album.
True.
Like, a nigga like Troy Ave can take that check. Because he ain't going to never be. Like, it's too many niggas, like, even throwing salt. Like, New York niggas don't fuck with each other, no way. Too many niggas throwing salt on him already. Like, nah.
Shout out Troy Ave. If y'all seen Combat Jack on Breakfast Club this morning, Combat Jack said Troy Ave called him a sucker.
Why?
Because he was hot about that. Long story short, what's my man? Combat Jack had a round table with Charlamagne and all these other cats, and they had Best New Cat. And Charlamagne voted for Troy Ave to be the best newcomer. And Combat Jack has been following Troy. He was like, new man, nigga ain't new. He old. He been in this. So he took a little bit of offense to that. And how about Troy Ave was texting Charlamagne about how much of a clown Combat Jack was, and he accidentally texted Combat Jack.
That's funny.
So Combat Jack called Troy Ave to be like, damn, bro, what's up? And, of course, he didn't answer the phone. All he did was send a text back that said, I don't talk to suckers.
See, that's gay.
Nah, hey, that's New York.
So Combat Jack said this on Breakfast Club and once said it on his own show?
They asked him about it.
Oh, so they knew.
This came out in awesome. Because they talked about Troy Ave. He asked, what's the problem with Troy Ave? Why did Troy Ave call you a sucker? That's what Charlamagne said. Charlamagne how he knew, I don't know.
Charlamagne knew already because he was in the tech circle.
I get it.
So,
but you take a look at some cats that were major this time last year and are now independent.
Like?
50 Cent for one.
Oh, my God. He failed.
40,000 independent is
that's
a failure.
Failing, dude. Yes.
If you get all $8
money,
a CD.
Man, you know how much money 50 spent on that album, dude. He like, did. Come on. Like a nigga like 50 Cent making like it. Once you sell 10, 13 million, you can't win independently because you ain't never going to do them numbers again.
Nowhere close.
So, with a nigga like him, you just gracefully bow out. I think it's time for that. Like, just stop rapping. Like, 50 way more entertaining in interviews and not acting. He ain't really a good actor. But he way more entertaining in other facets of entertainment other than rapping.
And plus, he putting money behind TV shows. He got the new joint on Stars called Power. It's one episode in. It's not that bad. It's cool. I'll watch the second joint. It's all right.
But some more independent cats is just eating. Like Game just went independent.
He did. He was on...
Scarface said his next one's going to be independent.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's what he claimed.
I didn't know that. Game is on E1, which, of course, used to be Koch. He was rumored to be on Cash Money. I don't know what happened with that.
Ain't taking that little bit of ass check from Baby, man.
Man, that was a little check and a 360 deal to match, nigga. He got the combo.
Game don't need that, though. Like, see, a nigga like Game, you sell, solid. See, you sell 3-4 million records, and you like, gray, you on a downward trend.
Right.
It's cool to go independent, because he can come out and do 50,000 the first week, and that's a success.
Yeah, it is.
Independently for him.
Clearly.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I respect him moving independent.
And he on TV. He got his brand popping on TV. He got a couple of things doing in the community with the basketball. And, like, he got his
real and the thing about Game, like, he ain't one of them niggas, like, that you can't have an opinion on, like Troy Ave. Like, either you don't like Game or you fuck with him. It ain't no in the middle. And niggas like that move the middle. So he always gonna be like slick relevant and shit like that. He gonna do something like get a butterfly tattoo on his face. Mm. You know what I'm saying? He gonna always do shit like that. And then he gonna do something to make you be like, I fuck with him. And then he gonna do something like, why would I fuck with him? You know what I'm saying? So he gonna do that shit forever. So it's the best thing for him to be independent too.
I'm interested to see what Action Bronson gonna do. He's on Atlantic now.
That hurt him.
I'm interested to see what he gonna do.
Cause they're gonna turn him into something else. Or no, you never like they're gonna try to turn him into something else, or we're never gonna hear from him because they want him to be something else.
That's
you know what I'm saying.
That's what they need to start. They need to start letting the people just do them. So that way they don't lose their core base, dog. That's why people fuck with Kid Cudi real heavy. Because he's on a major label, but he don't put out real singles and shit. Yes. He put out that weird satellite spaceship shit. Yeah, and people fuck with him for it.
He's still living off, what was it, the banger single he
had. The Day and Night?
Day and Night. He's still living off Eddie easily. Yeah. But a lot of niggas that made the other transition, though, got it when he got signed.
Yeah, he got signed to Epic. Now,
Boosie signed.
Hold on. Yo Gotti did 48,000 first week with that IM. He topped out at 156.
See, now,
come on now.
Yo Gotti sold more records than 50 Cent.
Yes, he did. Barely.
50, like, that hurt his soul. That hurt 50 Cent's soul. And it wasn't barely. It was by 26,000 units. Nigga, shit. Like,
He sold 40. 50 sold 40. Gotti sold 48.
And see, the thing about Gotti is he been independent for so long, going 13,000 first week, 17,000 first week. This 46 a win. And you still getting 40 a show.
Yeah.
Like, you winning.
I mean, it depends on what type of deal he signed, though.
What do you mean? You think Gotti, do you think Gotti?
I don't think he signed a 360 because he built up enough leverage independently. But, like, these new, I say 8 out of 10 rappers are signing 360
deals. I ain't believing as many 360 deals exist. Niggas want to be famous that bad?
Come, you know the answer to that goddamn question. Like, why would a label put their money up for people? Nobody's buying.
Why would a label put their money up for people that could do this shit themselves? That's how they looking. Like, you could do this yourself.
But I'm saying people ain't buying records no more. So they're not just going to sit back and hope you hit strike gold and go platinum. Nigga, they're going to get some of that show money. They're going to get some of that Reebok endorsement. They're going to get some of that motherfucking Gatorade endorsement.
If I'm a rapper nowadays, I'm not looking to get signed. I'm looking to build a fan base. I want to build my fan base. I want to go somewhere where it ain't got to be. I want to go to Nebraska and go to Nebraska and there's 1,500 people in the club. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
If you can do that, then you good. They'll come looking for you on the major labels. But and you can make the decision then, like Childish Gambino, like Gotti.
Yep.
But shit, you a new nigga, you Migos. You know what I'm saying? You Rich Homie Quan, I ain't signing right now. Like, I ain't doing that. Like, y'all got to give me 2-3 more good years.
You right.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree. Man, let's hit this music break one time. Y'all know the finals is going on. LeBron.
Man, they getting dubbed out in these streets, ain't they?
A former Spur.
Oh, my God. God.
Steven Jackson, aka Stack 5, got him a new joint.
Young Stack 5.
He got a new joint called Gumbo. Check this lineup up. This lineup out.
Who on them?
Jeezy, T.I., and Rocco.
Oh, my God. How much he pay for those fees?
Man, no less than $175,000.
$180,000. He gave, I ain't even going to get into the number, but about $180,000.
Woo! Y'all check this out. Let us know, was it worth it?
I'm C. Wallace, Tupacalypse now on every beat. Outlaw, butter rim, you feel my pain on every sheet. Bishop, bitch, I got the juice. It ain't my bread, I'm out the loop. I'm sitting on these stacks, but I'm much taller, hopping out the coupe. Real nigga, I can't speak it if it's not the truth.
Nope.
Fuck make differences, I'm real in and not the fool. Never change, same nigga with or without the loot. Stiff nigga like Iron Man, just without the
suit. Man, I got platinum on with yellow gold. A old bitch, a young hoe. Light skin, dark skin, mix them up, gumbo. Yellow drink, purple drink, kamikaze combo. Menaging on that Molly before I make it to the condo. Them bitches bust it open quick, fast, pronto. In the bed, giving head to the head honcho. Punch no clock, boy, they grind all I got. Get blocked, get guap, I'ma shine off top.
Miss that flavor with that cash, that's what you get.
Whip it.
Man, Young Stack Jack, I went as bad as I thought it was.
Okay. See what
Young
I'm saying?
Stack, I don't need no more Stack Jack joints, though.
Now, you listen to that mixtape.
I'm cool off it.
If he had hella features like
I'm
that.
I'm cool off
you
Stack
would
Jack.
Listen to the
I'd
Stack
rather have
Jack.
Him coming off the bench for the Celtics. I ain't going to lie.
Now
I would rather have that. On Deck TV Network, man. On Deck TV Podcast. We do the hip-hop thing every Wednesday for y'all, man. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holler at your boy at Animal Brown. Hold on. Before we get ghost, there's no way I'm not talking about 39-year-old. Little Kim,
Kimberly Jones,
giving birth to a baby girl.
No, who is the pappy?
That's an excellent question. There's no word on that yet.
Really?
Yeah,
they don't know who that is.
Nah, I don't know. She don't know. They're just not saying.
She might not know.
Oh man, it might be artificially inseminated in her.
It's gonna come out looking like she look now.
That,
which is gonna
but,
be terrible.
Man, put that ugly on that little girl. Her name is Royal Reign.
No way.
Very regal of her to name her Royal Reign.
Royal Reign Jones?
Yes.
That's some slaw.
Unless they took the baby daddy last name.
Ain't no nigga last name Reign.
No, I'm saying, I don't know what the last name is. It's her middle name, Reign.
Royal Reign James Jones. No, I ain't fucking with that.
And it's Reign, like R-E-I-G-N.
Oh, my God. Man, look, we see out of here, man.
So you wouldn't fuck with him?
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
No.
Just to say you fuck with him. You wouldn't fuck with him just to say you fuck with him?
For what?
Because that means you fucked a bitch that Big fuck.
She be better off saying she fucked me.
You'll be 1 degree from Big.
My nigga Schoolboy say I can put that puss on the mouth. Like Schoolboy say, ain't no way I'll fuck with Kim. She could.
Common signed to Def Jam. I don't know what this means.
Why? Why is Common? Who's still looking for Common, dude? Who's doing A&R at Def Jam, right? Who's the president over there?
He got a new album coming out, all produced by No ID. No ID got Piff. His beats is stupid. He responsible for a lot of Kanye shit.
Shout out to my man Heavy O, man, and the Heavy O team, the basketball team, man.
For sure.
Yeah, that's how irrelevant Common shit was. I ain't even listening to nothing you said after he signed the Def Jam. I was reading the text.
I don't know, but I thought he was already on Def Jam. I don't know, like, man. He was on Good Music.
I thought he was an actor, dude. Like, I can't take no more Common, dude. Common too vanilla for me, dude.
Yeah, I can't do nothing with Common. I'll listen to it just for them beats, though. I'll be real.
Yeah, he is going to have an inside track on them Kanye bangers.
Man, listen.
On Deck TV Network, man. I am Spike Blue on Instagram and Twitter. Did I already say that?
You already... Look, nobody's following you, dude.
I got more followers than you. Sorry. You do.
Nobody's going to follow you.
Let me tell you how I got more followers than you. Motherfuckers are listening to the show and I follow both of us so they blow your pitch up. Then they blow your pitch up. I'm going to follow this nigga, Spike Blue. I ain't thought of that motherfucker.
Niggas want to know how I got my beard to look like this. It took years of work.
It's called Just for Men.
Took years of work, people.
It's called Just for Men, dude.
Hey, man, I hope y'all like the new video promos, man. I got good reviews on the video joints on IG.
And the new sound. I know we're coming in crystal clear. We HD over here in the spaceship now, man.
Man, most definitely. We appreciate the support.
Yes, sir.
What you got on deck for this week, man?
We might do a little promo photo op at the celebrity basketball game. We can get FSP to roll down here.
Didn't we get that last year?
I ain't go.
The basketball joint.
I ain't go.
Damn, that was me.
Y'all went. Yeah, I think y'all went. I ain't go.
Damn.
We're going to try to do a little photo op over there, man. So I'm putting a ball in that court. Y'all heard it here, man. So make them come, throw some tweets or some shit like that, man. Shout out to everybody that fuck with the network, man. All the people that have been supporting from day one, support the real.
Gia, hashtag support the real. Man, look, this weekend, though, hold on, man. I'm about to catch me a movie or two, man. I heard that new Tom Cruise joint was off the meat rack.
Man, when the last time Tom Cruise had a good movie?
Vanilla Sky.
You know how long? That was 92.
That's my shit.
Man, that was atrocious.
That Vanilla Sky pill.
Collateral better than that.
Collateral was dope.
And that was the last good movie Tom Cruise had. Nah, World War X was alright, though.
You thinking Z. World War Z was Brad Pitt.
He was in one of them crazy day after the, one of them crazy ass movies with the little
where the world was ending or whatever. You know, like I fucked with that.
A thousand of them. I can't think which one it was, but that was pretty good. Actually, they at Reacher. What's that? Jack Reacher.
That shit was terrible.
Nah, that was pretty good because it was supposed to be bad though.
Mission accomplished.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but the TV buffs. We TV buffs is where the TV came from. It ain't just music. Man, if y'all seen that Game of Thrones Sunday, woo! Man, that Game of Thrones was fire Sunday.
Listen.
God, it was fire. Shout out to my Game of Thrones fans, man.
I ain't fucking with that shit,
man. Shit fire.
On that note,
man, that Game of Thrones fire.
Man, look, we got big things popping on the horizon. We can't speak on it too prematurely.
Either.
But we're trying to make moves out here. We appreciate the support. iTunes, youtube.com/ondecktv.
Support it, like it.
ondecktvnetwork.com. The whole nine. Fuck with us. We're going to holler at y'all next week.
Cute.
Peace.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.